This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you say to yourself, keeping churches closed around the Western world while topless bars and liquor stores stay open seems like rubbing in our face, it is. They want the power over the church because under English common law, and under Judaic law as well, and under Magna Carta, under our Bill of Rights and Constitution, it's also in the Canadian Constitution, the government has no right to block people's religious rights. That's why we founded America. A lot of folks came to Canada, and then the French couldn't, you know, get their freedom up in Canada, so they came down to Louisiana. So this has been ongoing, and so what they're doing is the main assault that the state must be God. And so I admire the pastor for being here. And I admire his strength because what he is fighting for is the same fight that Daniel in the lion's den and, others in the fiery furnace. It's that same thing where they're saying, bow to the state, worship the God of the state. Isn't that right, Pastor?
Right now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were simply told, well, be like everybody else. Just bow. I mean, what's the big deal? Just bow to the state, bow to the wishes of the wicked king, and if you will not bow, we will go after you. We will throw you into a fiery furnace. And who will rescue you, this king said, from my hand? Where, well, this is what happened. They answered, well, our God is perfectly capable of saving us from your hand. But if he chooses not to, so be it. But we will not bow. And off they went to the fiery furnace. But in the furnace, you see, if Christians would only understand that in the fire, God deals with your enemies. In the fire, God exposes your enemies. In the fire, Jesus shows up to set you free. In the fire, you have a testimony. And in the fire, it's your promotion. If the church would truly be the church of Jesus Christ, this whole craziness would be a long time ago over. We got to rise up, stand up. Church pastors, where are you, leaders of God's people? Don't be like Saul. Don't be like Jonathan, cowards watching the giant of the Lord mocking the living God and mocking the army of the living God. We got to be like David. We got to be like Mordecai that refused to bow before the Haman. And yes, the gallows is a scary thing, but let me remind you that it was the Haman that hanged on his own devices. We just got to keep preaching the truth, and we have to refuse to bow. You see, Jesus is not for sale. Do not sell him for a bowl of soup, for a silver coin. Do not take the money from the government. Do not bow before their regimes. Rise up and solidarity movement. Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. showed us how to fight peaceful resistance, non-compliance. You know, break their system from within. File lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. Crumble them from within. And we know that we can do it when God is in the middle of our struggle. If you invite him back to your nation. I said to Americans so many times, you want your country back? Bring God back to your country. You want your country back? He has to come and help you in this crazy fight because the enemy is very powerful. They have unlimited resources. They have stolen and they were stealing from you for so long that they have trillions upon trillions of dollars at their disposal. So
and now they're playing God. And, you know, I've seen this metaphysical rule of God's universe before. Every time I get persecuted and say, it's up to you, God, whatever happens, then all of a sudden, I go through some stuff, but then the doors open, things get better than ever. But then I understand, if God's plan, I get destroyed, that's there. And in that is the real power, isn't it? God wants us to step into the fire.
That's it. In the fire, it's your answer. And I know fire is uncomfortable for those boys. I'm sure when they looked at the fiery furnace, that was not a very comfortable situation. When David looked in the eyes of the giant, I'm sure he said, well, that dude is pretty big, but my God is bigger than that dude and the entire army of his friends. So how big is your God? Who do you worship? If you worship Fauci's of today, those wicked, evil psychopaths, well, then so be it. But I have chosen, like Joshua, to serve my God. And with my God, he says one time, Art, you and me, we are always the majority. You see, God and you, you're always the majority.
That's right. Pastor Arthur Pulaski, StreetChurch.ca. Join us again next Tuesday or Monday before your sentencing, and we're going to be there. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much. StreetChurch.ca. Standing up for all of us. Tip of the spear. StreetChurch.ca. People supporting. God bless you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Alex.
We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks. This is some very important information coming up as well. People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with 8 natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. You go off it a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that make you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong. We are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your Down and Out and your Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you for your support because it keeps us on the air.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Why don't we blow the system up? I mean, obviously we can't just turn off the spigot on the system we have and then say, hey, everyone in the world should get this new vaccine we haven't given to anyone yet. But there must be some way that we grow vaccines mostly in eggs the way we did in 1947.
In order to make the transition from getting out of the tried and true egg growing, which we know gives us results that can be, you know, beneficial. I mean, we've done well with that. To something that has to be much better. You have to prove that this works. And then you've got to go through all of the clinical trials, phase ones, phase twos, phase three, and then show that this particular product is going to be good over a period of years. That alone, if it works perfectly, is going to take a decade.
There might be a need or even an urgent call for an entity right. of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on a patch and self-administer.
What a time to be alive. Well, he was on with us last week. Thomas Renz joins us this week. Renz-law.com. And he went and found the open source documents on the Pentagon's own big AI program that was even in the news. They were tracking COVID. And lo and behold, it found devastating information that since he broke it over a week ago has now hit mainstream news, thank God. Renz-law.com is not just a law firm that's won awards for fighting people's rights. He also has a lot of documents and research there proving what he breaks down. Mr. Renz's expertise in law began, mentored Nuremberg prosecutor and celebrated international lawyer Henry T. King and Jr. Attorney Renz has won the National Trailblazer Award for political action, assessing in numerous state and national legislative and regulatory forums. I'm not going to go over all the things he's done. He's got a bunch of big lawsuits going and on every front defending our rights and fighting this monstrous behavior. But again, he began his experience with a Nuremberg prosecutor. So that's certainly what we need now. And I appreciate him joining us so much. Has come on just since he was on 4 or 5 days ago with us. So he can start wherever he wants to go here to inform people about what's happening. And then I would just dovetail it with Pfizer asked U.S. to allow COVID shots, not a vaccine anymore, AP says, see, for kids ages 5 to 11. So even the media, the corporate media is calling it a shot now because they know the wheels are coming off. And I talked to some other high-powered lawyers that say it's about to come out for the next month whistleblowers inside Big Pharma, bigger than the Veritas information, where they know that in the trials they covered up deaths and illnesses, and they also did secretive trials, and you see that in the CDC documents from October last year, months before the injections began here officially. They already were doing tests in Europe and the UK and knew it was causing the Guillain-Barre's, the narcolepsy, the cancer to pop up, the myocarditis, heart attacks, you name it. And that's why that was in the list of possible adverse reactions. So joining us is Thomas Renz. So much developing, moving so fast. Thank you for coming on again.
Hey, I am really glad to be here, Alex, and I'm really grateful you have me back. I love your show. I got to tell you, I love what you guys do. You actually have the courage to speak out even when it's not popular. And, you know, that's what we got to do right now. We've got to get the word out.
Well, we appreciate you, sir. I've got dozens of big breaking things, but I know you're on top of this from a legal and research perspective. What are the biggest ongoing developments now? Because I know there's so many.
Boy, I got to tell you, even since we talked, and it's only been a few days, there has been a massive amount. I mean, God bless O'Keefe and Project Veritas for the work they're doing. We need people to support them. I mean, their stuff is just damning. But, you know, here's the thing. How much do we have to have? And I know, so beyond Veritas and some of these other things, I got a whole slew of other information that we know that's not coming out yet. It's coming. There's going to be a whole lot more. This is coming down. This is the greatest fraud in world history. This is unbelievable. This is genocide almost, except for it's not against a specific race. It's all going to come out. And so I just want to give everybody an opportunity. For all you scum-sucking sycophants that are out there thinking that, you know, we're just going to ride the wave, it's your opportunity to abandon ship right now, because this is going to come down. And you want to decide which side you're going to be on. And, you know, even though you may be garbage, I would rather have you get off the ship now and join us because it just makes it easier and there'll be less people to go down with the ship. We're going to win this. All of this stuff is going to come out. Listen, the stuff about the studies being covered up, we've known that for months. We know that they covered it up. We know their studies were garbage. We know that they were lying. We know that there were a lot more dead. We know that there were a lot of this and a lot of that. It's well known. We also know that with a lot of countries around the world, I mean, we had the leaked Pfizer contract, I believe, that, you know, showed what they were doing to these different countries. Basically, these countries are supposed to indemnify and cover them up. You know, I mean, it's just unbelievable. But it's coming out, and the truth will set you free. And you know, Alex, one of the things that I want to do, I figured that, you know, hey, we're going to, in this presentation, you know, the presentation I did with Clay Clarks where we talked about the 48,000 dead within 14 days? So we actually included screenshots of raw data from CMS. I don't know if you saw this, Alex, but it's almost funny if it wasn't sad.
Yes, sir. I did watch your presentation. I've been following you for months and the documents, and I believe you sent some of that to the crew. When we come back, we can show some of those slides that are also on your site. But absolutely, you're right. What's old's new? Most people don't know the true magnitude from the actual data of the real death rate, way worse than VARS, correct?
Oh, way worse. Way worse. I mean, listen, so there's what I can confirm with evidence, and this is not that. But if I were a betting man, I'd be willing to put money down on the fact that there's been over 200,000 deaths from this in the U.S. alone.
Well, that's incredibly conservative. I mean, everyone I know knows people, young and old, that died of heart attacks or strokes after they took it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I'll tell you, you want something funny. I just saw some scumbag fact checker came out and said, oh, there's nowhere in the CMS that shows that there's 48,000 deaths. Well, no kidding. You have to analyze the data. You have to look at the raw data. Do you think that they've got it sitting there for you? No, they're hiding it. They're covering it up. That's the nature of a cover-up. You're going to fact-check because you didn't analyze the data. This is almost funny if it's not so sad. I've got raw data. You can analyze it. We've got I actually have the algorithms that were used to analyze this raw data. So, you know what? You run that algorithm, brother. You see if you get the same numbers. It'll actually be a little higher now because there's been more. But you go ahead and fact check this one. All that you're doing by promoting that is just giving me another arrow when I sue your butt. So I'm looking for, you know, you fact checkers, you want to fact check this? When I sue you for contributing to the death of all these people, I cannot wait to publish your fact check on my raw data. I cannot wait. So, you know, it's incredible.
By the way, Dr. McCullough's on next hour. He's being totally censored off the web. They're trying to block all these treatments, as you know. Isn't that really a Nuremberg violation as well, to block treatments and bully doctors that try to expose it?
McCullough is the smartest doctor I've ran across, and that's saying something, because I've got some brilliant doctors I've met. This guy's resume is 170 pages with no fluff, and I cannot get this guy to say something unless he can back it up with some ridiculous number of studies. He is rock solid. Everything he says is correct.
And that's why they're so scared of him. Stay there. By the way, I've got an example of fake fact-checking when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be breaking this down.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Joe Biden, who every couple days goes across the street to another building where they built a fake White House Oval Office. And a few months ago, people pointed out, hey, that's fake. And Reuters came out and debunked claims that Biden's Oval Office is a fake movie set. Well, no. So that's how they fact-checked. His Oval Office isn't a fake movie set, even though it is kind of a set. But he goes across the street to a fake Oval Office. So when it was first pointed out by people on Twitter and other places that, hey, those windows are fake, hey, it's nighttime, but it shows it's daytime, and now they don't even care. They show that it's a whole press conference area where he took the so-called triple jab and all the rest of it. He was there again a few days ago, and this time the media went ahead and just showed it. But still, Reuters says this is really the Oval Office. Even though he gets in the limo, drives across the street to another building, he goes into the executive office building, they just know they're going to show you this, and they're going to say it's real, and they're going to take you off Twitter or Facebook or YouTube if you deny it. And you're like, well, that's crazy. It is. It's about rubbing your nose in it. Pfizer can say natural immunity is better than their deadly shot, but you can't. So here's footage of Biden, and then here's footage from the back of the press conference area that's built up to the fake Oval Office stage.
And for joining me today to talk about the need to raise the debt limit. We haven't failed to do that since our inception as a country. We need to act. These leaders know the need to act. The United States pays its bills.
To the U.N.
It's who we are, it's who we've been, it's who we're going to continue to be, God willing.
So I'd now like to turn it over to Joanne Jenkins.
And then here's some feeds here.
To her members.
So thank you, Mr. President, for the opportunity to speak to the impact of not raising the debt.
It's all just a giant joke.
Our members in particular, and then nearly 65 million people across this country who rely on Social Security.
Remember when the Queen of England didn't really go to Africa? They built a whole fake Africa set on a movie set in England for like, I forgot how many, tens of millions of pounds. Going back to one of the prominent lawyers fighting this tyranny that's got major whistleblowers coming out and more, Thomas Renz, renz-law.com. Since you mentioned fact checker, sir, I thought I'd show that. Here's one more, and then we'll get back to you. AP fact check falsely claims school board group did not classify anti-CRT parents as domestic terrorists. Well, they take one statement later where they didn't say it, but not the original letter. So that's how they engage in the deception. They did say domestic terrorist in the letter. So they are waging war. When you see fact check now from the corporate media, you know they're lying. Go ahead, sir.
They certainly are. They certainly are. Well, I'll tell you, Alex, so I got a couple other things that actually you don't know because they happened today and yesterday. And so I'd like to give you guys kind of, obviously this would be breaking, it's new.
Please.
So I had a conversation, and I don't know if you saw, there's a couple ladies out in Colorado. She's being denied a kidney transplant because she hasn't got the jab. Colorado Hospital is denying her, I'm not sure which hospital in Colorado, but one of the Colorado health systems is denying her right to get a kidney transplant because she hasn't had the jab. Are you kidding me? So let's talk about where we are. This hospital wants to kill her because she hasn't had the jab.
You're absolutely right. It's on screen. It's an entire hospital system with stage 5 renal failure, and they're saying, take this poison shot or die. So now they're not just firing people. They're literally breaking the Hippocratic Oath.
Yeah, they're trying to kill people. I've been saying for a while, we've been talking about the hospital crisis that's going on right now,
And the left has always said they want to ration care with death panels. This is it.
This is the imposition of death panels, but I guess privatized. They're trying. Listen, they put you in the hospital if you've got COVID. They give you remdesivir to shut down your kidneys. They intubate you to destroy your lungs, and then they watch you die. They don't feed you frequently, and then they get you on palliative care as quickly as possible to ensure you die. I mean, and all this just makes them more money. We've been talking about this for a while. This wonderful lady is going through hell right now, trying to get a kidney transplant.
And now in Australia, Europe, and everywhere, they're announcing the same thing. This is a major UC health group saying you all, even if you've already had COVID or your doctor says you have a bad reaction to a vaccine, they're saying you must do it. It's all about setting the precedent to ration care and have death panels.
Listen, I'm going to be, in the coming days, I'm going to see what we can do about helping these ladies. They're wonderful people. And I want to urge people to support them. I want to urge people to back them. Make sure they know you love them. They're going to need your help. I'll have a lot more on this in the coming days. But, we're at a point now where our doctors are literally murdering people, and they're trying to act as though it's okay. Well, we don't want to treat those unvaxxed people. This is what they did to the Jews right before World War II. Should we just open Auschwitz again?
That's right. For people that don't know, Hitler used medical tyranny first to first kill Down syndrome children and others and to bring in forced abortion against groups he didn't like. And the left says he pushed abortion or was against abortion. That's not true. And they had infanticide, everything. Medical tyranny first really began in the modern era in Nazi Germany. You're right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we separated the Jews because they claimed that they were dirty and unclean. And, the idea that this is somehow acceptable, I mean, this is Nazi-esque. And I don't care if anybody's offended by that or not. You're murdering people. I mean, I'm sorry. You're murdering people.
It's a global, state-directed, UN-controlled corporate system to kill people, just like the Hollerith IBM machines and the numbers put on people's bodies to enter into those machines and decide how long to work somebody or when to kill them. It's the same damn thing. It's a murderous technocracy run by a death cult.
I'd like to say that that's crazy, but it's not. It really is. It is insanity. When you're going to tell someone that we're going to deny you medical treatment unless you get an experimental jab, by the way, these jabs would be a disaster for someone who's going to have a kidney transplant. Why would you do that? It's terrible.
Well, Bill Gates always said he wanted death panels. Stay there. I want to talk more about some of the documents you got and put out that have now gone viral and the Pentagon confirming that the shots are destroying people's immune system. But when we come back first, disgraced NIH director Francis Collins resigned after Wuhan lab lies exposed. Documents show. We got about 40 seconds to break, but isn't that a good sign that more and more of these people are resigning?
They're scared. They know the truth's coming out. Here's the thing, though. This is the key, Alex. The game here is we've got to get rid of anything related to these gene therapies. The game is to promote gene therapy. So I've got a lot of evidence on this. I also want to talk to you about LAPD coming up, but I got a lot of evidence on this. The gene therapy game is the big thing. That's the long-term game here. There's trillions of dollars riding on it. And we've got to stop it because it's absolutely horrible what they're going to try
Thomas
to do.
Thomas Renz, you're absolutely on target. That's true. And we have that new clip we played when you first came on where they were talking in 2019 about we got to blow up the old system to bring in the gene therapies. We'll be right back. I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days, 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock. 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Red Crystal Iodine Survival Selects 2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, the only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we're going back to our guest here in just a moment. Dr. Mercola is loaded for bear, on fire on so many fronts with breaking news and his announcement of resistance against the censorship next hour. But this medical tyranny is the globalist move. This is their world ID, their carbon tax takeover, in their own words. This is the big assault. This is the rest of our lives. And it's only going to get worse if we don't fight back. You see the countries that are subservient, passive, liberal, they are in permanent lockdown forever, and they say they're coming for their kids 4, 5, 6 shots a year. This is soft kill. This was always their plan. I didn't just start saying this now. I said it 25 years ago. I said it 15 years ago. Endgame came out almost 15 years ago. And by the way, I'm extending it, as I always do, a few days, but then that's it. A free copy of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. We have to, because we're about to run out of them and haven't printed more. On DVD, when you get a copy of the new film that's now shipping today, COVIDland Part 1. Almost 50 experts interviewed, from Dr. Mercola to Dr. Wakefield to you name it, in this film. Sherry Tenpenny, Dale Bigtree, Robert Kennedy Jr., myself. We're going to premiere the film for free tonight at 7 p.m. Central, live streaming. We're going to have the filmmakers on. We're going to have Robert Barnes following all these suits, another great lawyer in studio. We're going to do about 30 minutes before, stop some in the middle like PBS does, and then have a big discussion at the end tonight. So it'll be about a four-hour event, kicking off at 7 p.m. this evening. And you'll be able to watch the film for free. And then after the show tonight, after we premiere it, we're going to put it up there without interruptions for you to download and share with everybody at man.video. And so the filmmaker and director got several million dollars from the producer to make this. And they spent it all. The director and the camera crews and people work for free. And so the proceeds from the DVD sales are going to pay the crew who donated their time with the hope that they would then be able to sell the film. They came to me knowing, obviously, in the middle of it to help them produce it and do some things and then help get the DVDs out to recoup some of their money. So this is a film you need to have on your library shelf. What is old is new. Low-tech is key. VHS is probably coming back with all the censorship. They want you to burn copies. It doesn't have copy protection. It works in any country. Whether you're in Australia or whether you're in Europe, get a copy of the film in and make copies and educate people. Part one shows what liars they are. Now they flip-flopped over and over again, and then it just gets more hardcore from there. So get your copy today at InfoWarsStore.com or CovenLand.com. And then again, coming up, ladies and gentlemen, this evening, 7 p.m. Central at Band.Video. And please tell everybody you know to tune in for this major event. All right, going back to Thomas Renz. I wanted to get on commercial-free for a podcast because we've got a lot going on today. But he's here with us. We'll have him back soon for an hour. Hell, if he ever wants to dial in and just tape an hour, we'll just put it up for the huge audience here. But you got a lot you wanted to say before the break, sir. So go ahead. You've got the floor. Give us all this data.
All right. So I'm going to start out. I want to talk about another thing that I haven't talked about yet. Give you another crew that I'm working with here. So I had a great conversation today with LAPD. I don't know if you've heard about this, but everybody's heard that LA is obviously, they're off the rails. They're trying to force these jabs on everybody. Well, now they're trying to force it on the police. Apparently the union isn't standing up for them at all. And, we're going to find out the details of this. But I'm going to tell you, look at what's happened around our country with the war on police. Look at what's happened. Crime has exploded. We've seen just absolute chaos in these cities. And they're going to have in L.A., just like they've had everywhere else that they've tried to force this on people, they're going to have hundreds, if not thousands, of officers just say, hell no. What's that going to do to the safety of the city? What is that going to do to the response time of the police department? What's that going to do when you're getting shot at or you're getting attacked or raped or whatever, and you call the police and they say, sorry, we don't have anyone? We had thousands of officers quit because they didn't want to be experimented on.
And that's been the plan, as you know, from the start, is to destroy our country. China's not taking this shot. All of our enemies aren't taking this shot, but only Americans destroying our police, our military, our firefighters, our hospitals.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we're about to open up this war on a whole lot of fronts, and we're going to talk to people. We're going to hold these people accountable. They are trying to destroy our infrastructure, destroy our people, whether it's the healthcare workers, whether it's the police, whether it's the fire, the EMS. I've got some great, great heroes in the Chicago Fire I've been talking to. Listen, they are attacking our first responders. They're attacking our military. They're trying to force this on people. And, you know, the other thing they're doing is they're getting rid of the people who think. You know, the officers, the firemen, the military people who can think and who've done some homework and are critical thinkers that are going to defend our Constitution, they're leaving. All we're going to have left is the people who are willing to blindly follow orders, regardless of how stupid they are. And this is a crisis. We have got to back our heroes, our real heroes, the ones that are saying, no, we're going to look at this, we're going to research this. We're losing our best and our brightest and keeping what's left.
This is the planned Great Reset, collapse of the West, because the globalists don't want Western ideals there. And now they're going after their primary target, our future, our children. Can you speak to Pfizer asking U.S. to allow COVID shots for kids 5 to 11? You already had all the FDA scientists quit and say don't do it. And now, just like they said, by Halloween, as Fauci predicted, they're going to authorize, because Pfizer demands it, who died and made them God, the targeting of our children. This is a true mega crime against humanity.
It's worse than that. Less than I believe it's still less than 500 kids, according to CDC numbers. CDC numbers. They're trying to find kids that are dying from this. They can't find them. The only kids that are at risk are the kids who got the vaccine. But they got to get it. They got to get the vaccine into a whole bunch of kids, because then when the kids die, they can blame it on COVID instead of the vaccine, that's even right. though it's the vaccine that's doing it.
And let's not forget, Congress and the White House and all these federal groups are exempt. I mean, that's the ultimate form of discrimination right there.
Oh, it's sick beyond words. Listen, they're murdering your children. They're murdering your children. If you are sitting on your hands at this point, there's something wrong with your head. If you're not going to protect your children, I got to tell you, there's something wrong with you. We have got to take a stand against this. No country in the world, I mean, even, what is it, Sweden and Denmark just said hell no to anyone under 30?
They're now banning the shots under 30. Exactly. How much more has to pile up? We've been totally vindicated.
Oh, yeah. Everything that we said. I mean, the DOD document, 60% of the people in the hospital are fully vaccinated. Everything the number that says
vindicating you, Vermont and Maine just came out, 75% of the hospital and the majority of the dying have been vaccinated.
Absolutely. No question about it. Listen. These people are lying everywhere. We're right. We've been vindicated. When are we the people going to say enough? I'm going to tell you, Biden needs to be thrown out of office. Fauci needs to be put in jail. This whole corrupt crew of scumbags in Washington got to go. And I don't care if you're a D or an R. I don't care what party you're in. I don't care what you will call yourself, liberal, conservative, whatever. If you say that this is safe and effective, you need to be thrown out of the office, and you need to probably be thrown in jail. It is an outright lie, and I want to know who's buying you off. I want to know. Because at this point, we've got the data out there. You can't say you haven't seen it. I've been all over the place. Unfortunately, more people have had to see my ugly mug than will ever want to. They all got PTSD now.
That's why I say sir, because I really respect people like you, because you're going to save us. I mean, people like you are my heroes. I see you all over the news. They hate your guts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. I am enemy number one. I'm one step short of Satan because I'm not buying their crap and I'm not selling their crap. Listen. I will die on this hill. And by the way, hey, just FYI, I'm a very happy guy. I love my life. So anybody shoots me, I'm joking.
You're saying you're not going to commit suicide ever. Just say that.
No. I'm a happy, happy, well-adjusted guy.
Me too.
And I love going after these bad guys. I love this. There's nothing more rewarding,
satisfying
than telling my family how happy I am to go after these bad guys. And it's a tough fight, but they're going to go down. We're going to save lives. We're going to stop these people. It's over. You know, how many of you guys want to go down on the sinking ship with them?
And by the way, you're not just saying that as a bluff. They're going down. The documents all came out that they made this on purpose. They need to be swinging from the end of a rope after they're tried and convicted. We don't want any violence to them until they're executed, correct?
Absolutely. We want peaceful resistance and let the law take care of it.
Until they're hung. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
So far from accurately predicting what was coming to it being here, because the globalists in Operation Lockstep and other reports admit their plan to bring in world government, hurt people with a poison shot, then say the people that don't take the shot are the problem, and you can see where that psychological warfare takeover then allows them to intern and arrest and imprison those under a medical dictatorship. This is a UN world corporate plan from the Rockefellers who set up the UN. And the whole project, they set up Cold Springs Harbor, they set up the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, they put Adolf Hitler with IBM in power, and they are now launching something worse than the Nazis. This is the family and the system and the creatures that created all this. You have to understand what we're really facing. Now, since he brought this up, Thomas Renz of Renz-Law.com, who's one of the leading lawyers out there doing a great job exposing this horrible evil, and he's working around the clock, and the enemy's after him. He mentioned this. Let's just back him up here. Not supposed to happen. U.S. state with highest vax rate sees record surge in COVID cases. That's Vermont. See, with the highest vaccination rate in the United States is number two and is about to surpass the other state that's almost as injected as they are. And then it's the same graph you see from Singapore and Israel and Gibraltar and on and on and on in Iceland. Continuing, again, I've got a bunch of other articles here that show other areas. Here it is right here. Cases in Vermont already at record levels, but the state just keeps rising, even with the highest vaccination rate in the country. 89% of 18 and up population is at least partially vaccinated, 88% of 12, and up to 100% of seniors. Anyone ask Fauci why he was so wrong? Because it's the vaccine that's causing it. We know that. That's scientific fact. It's what Dr. Yidan, the former head of Pfizer, predicted. There's one out of Maine. Maine is about to set the new high in cases with 86% of everyone over 18 at least partially vaccinated, 84%, 12 and up to 99% of 65 and up. Wow. Their daily average is now well above the national average and currently 69% higher than Florida. Good thing they're mandating vaccines to stop transmission. And think, now they're going to segue into, oh, it's a new variant, take a booster. And Gates said almost 2 years ago that was the plan. So this is all elaborately set up. Here are the actual graphs for you from Maine and Vermont. But I just like to document everything we put up here for you. And, oh, we got the sheriff's departments confirming 15-year-olds dying from the shots. That's in a police report. I mean, they're not going to be able to hide all this. It's all coming out. There's the VAERS reporting number on this poor young man who's dead now. Going back to Thomas Renz. Thomas Renz, we got 8 minutes left. I appreciate you. Hit him with both barrels. Tell him what else is going on.
Okay, so first thing I want to do is I just got posted, I think it's up there now, on Renz-Law.com. I posted a blog talking a little bit about religious exemptions. If you got to get a religious exemption, you want to know some things. I can't give specific legal advice to anyone in any given state, so this is for advertising purposes. That's my lawyer disclaimer. But share this with your attorneys if they've got to write you an exemption. Get a local attorney, share this with them, and give them a little bit of background and context. It's free. It's there. I want it shared. While you're there, share the DHHS presentation. Share the DOD files. They took it. By the way, did you know they took the DOD document down now?
No. Because I read it when I saw you report on the DOD website. It got taken down.
Yeah, they took it down, then they put it back up, changed it, then they took it back down. And to my knowledge, it's still down, but we got it on our website. So get it there and share it, Renz-Law.com, because we need this out there.
And tell folks how to go there, because I'm going to put it on InfoWars. Now that happened, please, guys, get it. I want to mirror it everywhere, and then let's also post it under our live show feed. I didn't know the Pentagon had taken that down. Wow, they must have got a lot of heat from Obama.
Oh, listen, Alex. When I was doing my speech, the Clay Clark speech, where I was, putting all this stuff out, within a half hour of being done with that speech, I had a couple reporters came to me and said, hey, the FDA is already scrubbing their website, and we can't find this link or that link. I mean, as soon as I opened my mouth, they've got their sensors out there scrubbing data. So, I mean, you got to go to Renz-Law.com because we try and put everything up there. And if you need more, anything you guys need that you want to push out there, I want people to see truth. Everything we say, we can back up. And by the way, you scumbags can take this stuff down, but we keep it. We got copies. It's everywhere. Right there, the religious discrimination, COVID, read that one. You see the DOD stuff. I mean, we got all sorts of stuff there. We got to get this stuff shared. We want people to see so that they know the truth. Right there, get all the facts. That's a big one. We need you guys to see this, to share it, to get it out there. The truth will set us free.
Well, that's right. Let's explain this, Thomas. There's a famous saying that if the situation was hopeless, no one knows who said it, if the situation was hopeless, then their propaganda wouldn't be necessary. And so when people go and share an article, share a video, when they do it on their email, their text message, where it's really hard for the big tech to censor, when they do it online on Facebook, Twitter, it's changing the world. Go to city council, read out of the reports there, and then cite them. Say, hey, they banned these shots at under 30 in Sweden because of heart attacks, and the FDA's own site says it can cause heart attacks. I mean, this is crazy. This is exactly. People, this audience is already motivated, but I want to salute them and encourage them to redouble their efforts.
Yeah, so do I. And that's why I'm here, right? No one wants to see my ugly mug. But if I don't get out here and push this, no one else is going to do it. The courts are slow. I mean, we're fighting in the courts, and we're going to keep fighting in the courts, but they're slow. We have people dying. Everybody says, what can I do? I'm not a lawyer. What can I do? I'm not a big shot. Well, you don't need to be. I'm not a big shot. I'm a nobody. I got a tiny little law firm in Ohio. I mean, I'm not a big deal. I'm just out here fighting. And that's what you got to do is you've got to be fearless and relentless, and you've got to fight for your freedom. So here's what you can do. Get your butt on the website and share it everywhere.
It's got the DOD stamp on it. Okay, so if anybody wants to argue with you that it's not true, tell them look at the stamp.
And for those that just tuned in or didn't miss you or miss the article that's gone viral and now hitting even mainstream, explain what the DOD shows. It doesn't just show that after 5 to 6 months you lose the so-called immunity, but then when you get anything similar to COVID, it makes it far worse with ADE. It's killing people, just like Vermont and Maine show. When you take this damn shot, you're in trouble.
Oh, there's no question about that. But here's the thing. That outright says, it says in no uncertain terms, 60% of the hospitalized with COVID, the Medicare, are fully vaccinated. 60%, which follows what we saw in UK and everywhere else. And it's actually probably a lot higher, but 60%. So when they say that this is safe and effective, they're lying. And by the way, Walensky just came out 2 days ago and said, the vaccine does not prevent the spread of the disease. Why would you get experimented on? We need this shared. We need people to see this. We got to get it out there. We got to get it everywhere. I need warriors. We need people who have a backbone.
You know, and I agree. Let's stop right now. My guys can't find it. And that's a really bad sign. I love my crew. But the fact that the DOD report that I've been hammering since last week, we at InfoWars can't even find it. So that's an emergency situation. Let's put your website on screen. We're going to spend the next hour if we need to pulling this up. So put Renz-Law back on screen, please, sir. And you tell us, for my crew, where we find that document. There it is, Pfizer, COVID, Pfizer whistleblower data. Where do you want us to go on there so we can show people the DOD document that I've shown 25 times? And we have articles on InfoWars and Natural News that have it. We're going to just, in fact, I'll suspend the whole show till we have that. Go ahead and tell us.
Okay. So go to the homepage. Homepage on my website.
See if they can do that. We'll try that. Go ahead and see if you can go to the homepage, guys. Okay. Oh, it's got too many people on it. I know. That I'm going to go to rebroadcast for a while. It's no big deal. Right. I'm going to go get the Natural News article, and I'm going to do it that way. Give us the headlines, sir. Give us the headlines from articles so we can pull it up.
Alex, I will send you the document if you need it. I've got it. You guys can have it. I don't care how it gets shared. I just want it shared.
No, you don't understand my frustration. This is like bombshell beyond bombshell, and they've taken it down, and then the public needs this information. We need to be able to show people this information. We need to be able to get them this. So I'll find the Natural News article that also had it saved. We'll get it out that way. It was also on InfoWars over the weekend. It's just an example of just this incredible.
Because we're seeing real time them hide this. We're seeing it real time. This is what happens, real time. These guys are hiding government
data. Oh, they rig Google. They block it. Where even if I can remember the headline, I can't pull it up. There's the document. We're also going to repost it under the live show feed of the show today. And we're going to post this. We're going to get an article out how they censored this document. And by the way, folks, people think I'm acting weird here or whatever. I get upset about a Pentagon document that admits it's erasing your immune system and then causing ADE and making your body kill itself. And they're murdering and now coming for our children. I get excited about this because people go get excited about a football game or they get excited about something like that. I get excited about this, and I flip out. It's true, and that's why I'm still alive, because I'm pissed. This is a big deal. They're murdering us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural?